The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Conor Pope is with me now, consumer affairs correspondent with the Irish Times. Conor, lots of people will have trips upcoming, June, July and August. It's going to get very busy for people going abroad, and they will wonder whether they could save a few bob and not tick yes for the travel insurance. Are they right?
No, they're completely wrong.
Oh.
And I can't stress that enough. I reckon I probably get more complaints and concerns from readers of the Irish Times about travel issues than I do about anything else. And I'd say a good 30 or 40% of the people who contact me could have saved themselves the bother if they had taken out travel insurance in advance. It's incredibly important. And it's also really good value. And it's not often that you use the words good value and insurance. But the reality is it is, because you can get yourself, for a single adult, a multi-trip travel insurance policy that will cover you for all the trips that you take for a full year for no more than €100. I mean, I have a multi-trip policy for myself and my entire family, and I think I'm spending 150 quid a year on it or something like that. So it's incredibly good value, but it's also incredibly important to have it. And I'll tell you a couple of reasons why. A lot of people who are traveling throughout Europe will say to themselves, oh, sure, listen, I'm a European Union citizen and I have a European health insurance card. And if I fall sick in Spain or France, I'll be treated like a Spanish citizen or a French citizen. And that is 100% correct. But if you have to get an air ambulance home for whatever reason, you're not going to be covered by your health insurance card, right? So you're going to have to pay for that yourself. And that could cost you 20 grand. So that's 20 grand down the hole straight away.
Right.
Okay. If you're the victim of a crime, so if your hotel room is robbed or if you're mugged on the street, your health insurance card is not going to cover that. So that's another reason why you need to have your health insurance. But the most important reason is that the majority of claims made against travel insurance policies are made before the trip happens. And they're made for cancellation and curtailment reasons, and are cancellation reasons largely. And that's because, heaven forbid, someone close to you passes away, falls seriously ill, or you fall seriously ill. And that means you can't travel. That is why not only is it incredibly important to have travel insurance, it's also incredibly important to have the travel insurance as soon as you book your holiday. Because there's no point in saying to yourself, do you know what, I'm not going to travel till July, so I'll hang on till the second week in July and then I'll take out my travel insurance. You're not saving yourself any money by doing that, but you are putting your entire holiday at risk. Because as I say, at least 50% of claims are made because people can't travel.
I suspect a lot of people don't tick the box because it's happening. It's often offered to them while they're booking the flights or while they're booking the accommodation. And they're desperately, they look at everything. There's the taxes. Oh, God, we've put in a bag. Suddenly it's gone up another 100 quid. There's travel. You know what? No, just save 100 quid while you can. Don't tick that box.
Do you know what? I'm really glad you're saying that, actually, because I want to make it very clear to people. Maybe you don't tick the box, okay? Because if you're booking a flight with a well-known airline that leaves Ireland, or you're booking a flight with a tour operator, don't take out the travel insurance with them, because I don't know if that represents good value for money. So I'm talking about booking the holiday with whatever company, book the flight, book the package, book the accommodation, whatever you might be, but then go independently to one of the many different companies offering travel insurance and pay for that separately, because I'm pretty sure you get better value for money for that. But also you're getting the multi-trip policies, which is what an awful lot of people want. And if you're traveling more than twice a year, a multi-trip travel insurance policy will make a lot of sense financially. But it also gives you the peace of mind that once it's done, it's done and you don't have to worry about it.
So, there's also, not only is it the costs are adding up while you're booking, we always feel on some level, I think, maybe I'm just revealing something about myself, like we're being screwed over by these companies. They're constantly looking to do one over on us. And it's the same if you're booking a car, if you're renting a car for the holiday. You tend not to tick any of the boxes for kind of complimentary insurance and extra cover, despite the excess that it leaves you exposed to. I mean, does the same logic apply there?
Well, listen, I don't think that in a capitalist world, the insurance companies get rich by being overly generous with how much they pay out. Let's be honest. And there are all sorts of absurd and unfair exclusions that these companies put into place. I mean, if you look at the terms and conditions of a typical travel insurance policy, they can run to 20,000 words. And not only are they 20,000 words, they're 20,000 incredibly boring words, right? So it's not like you're reading half of The Great Gatsby. It's just incredibly spirit-crushingly dull stuff. So, and they hide all all of their sneaky terms that can sneaky terms in those 20,000 words or whatever it might be. So here's a tip for your listeners. Rather than reading the 20,000 words, and let's face it, nobody has got time for that. Copy and paste the terms and conditions into a Microsoft Word document, and then just do Control F, which is the find command, and look for words like excluded and not covered. And that'll take you directly to the paragraphs that they have to say what they don't cover. So, for instance, one of the things, one of the tricks that insurance companies have, and this is all insurance companies, is they will say your valuables are only insured if they're in the hotel safe. Oh. Okay, so you might think to yourself, okay, my hotel room has been broken into, nightmare, my passport has been stolen, that's going to cost me money to replace, but the good news is I'm covered under my travel insurance. And then you'll contact them and they'll say, was it in the safe? And you'll go, no. And they'll say, well, sorry, sir, you're not covered. So that's just one example of the tricks that they can play to get out of paying you. Because you're right to be incredibly suspicious of these companies, because they do make their money by making it hard for people to claim. Mm. But then sometimes there are just open and shut cases that they can't possibly deny. And in those cases, you have the cover that you need.
I mean, far be it for me to advocate people lie and commit fraud, but how would they actually find out whether it was in the safe or not?
Do you know what? I'm not going to advocate for that either. But like you, I don't know.
Yeah. All right. Say no more. Conor Moe, consumer affairs correspondent with the Irish Times. He's the Price Watch editor, and you can hear him on the In the News podcast as well. Conor, as always, thanks a million for joining us. Jack in Galway. Actually, is Conor still with us? Because there's a couple of questions in. Can Conor hear me? Conor, are you there?
I can hear you perfectly.
Is there
I can.
Any provider of cruise specific travel insurance in Ireland, or does the same logic apply to them as it does with the other policies?
You can get specific cruise related travel insurance, and it does things like it covers for missed connections or cancelled sailings, those sort of things. So there are bespoke travel insurance policies available for things like cruises or specific ski trips, but you would need to do a little bit of digging to find them.
And there's one more question, so I appreciate you taking these on the fly now, but can I get insurance for my 81-year-old mother for a trip to Italy? I assume the 81-year-old is the factor they're asking about here, not the destination.
Do you know what? I'm really glad you mentioned this, because one of the horrible things about the travel insurance sector is that they discriminate against people based on their age, right?
Okay.
Now, you might say, oh, that's well and good because, you know, an older person is more likely to fall ill. But the reality is that somebody who's perfectly healthy and who's 68 or 69 can get travel insurance without any difficulty. That person, once they turn 70 or 71, can really struggle. Age Action Ireland has frequently complained about this. And I think they have a section on their website that lists the companies that do offer bespoke travel insurance for older people, because it is simply unfair that if you're fit and healthy, you should be able to get travel insurance irrespective of your age.
All right. Age Action Ireland, the website, have a look there and it might answer that question about your mother heading to Italy. Conor, again, thank you very, very much for joining us.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.